From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is announcing plans to trim $78 billion from the Pentagon budget over the next 5 years, the money apparently to come from shrinking the military's ground force, increasing health care premiums for troops, and a number of other likely unpopular cost savings initiatives. Gates did promise, however, any military spending cuts will be carefully scrutinized.
It's important not to repeat the mistakes of the past by making drastic and ill-conceived cuts to the overall defense budget. At the same time, it is imperative for this department to eliminate wasteful, excessive, and unneeded spending, to do everything we can to make every defense dollar count.
Under terms of the plan announced today, a separate $100 billion in savings was announced amongst the various services. That includes cancellation of a $14 billion Marine amphibious vehicle. President Obama has chosen William Daley to be his new chief of staff. As NPR's David Schaefer reports, Daley served as Commerce Secretary under President Clinton and is another Chicagoan taking on a high-profile White House job.
Bill Daley is the youngest child of late Chicago Mayor Richard J. Daley and brother of the current Mayor Richard M. He managed his brother's 1989 campaign, on which presidential adviser David Axelrod did media and former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel did fundraising and policy work. But even though Daley served as an advisor to Mr. Obama's campaign and co-chaired his transition team, he is not considered a part of the president's inner circle of advisors from Chicago. In addition to serving as Commerce Secretary, Daley guided passage of the North American Free Trade Agreement for the Clinton administration, ran Al Gore's 2000 presidential campaign, and he brings significant private sector experience, most recently as a top official at banking giant J.P. Morgan Chase. David Schaefer, NPR News, Chicago.
In a significant change in management at NPR, the network's top news executive, Senior Vice President Ellen Weiss, has resigned today. That follows an external review of the firings of former senior news analyst Juan Williams. We have the latest from NPR's David Folkenflik.
Williams was fired after making remarks on the Fox News channel, where he was also a paid commentator, about fearing airline passengers in Muslim garb. It became a political firestorm. Conservatives blasted NPR. Republican lawmakers threatened to cut federal funding for public broadcasters. A report was commissioned by NPR's board of directors and conducted by a major law firm. It found that the termination of Williams' contract was completely legal, but it called for a full review of the company's policies on ethics and outside appearances, and for them to be applied consistently to all personnel. Weiss joined NPR in 1982 and held a variety of key positions. She's credited with leading the network through an era of wrenching changes in journalism. But her dismissal of Williams, by phone, became a flashpoint in the debate. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
Mixed close for the financial markets today as investors mulled over some new economic numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 25 points. The Nasdaq was up 7 points today. You're listening to NPR. The 17-year-old teen who shot and killed an assistant high school principal and wounded the school's principal had been removed from school grounds just hours before those shootings. Police say Robert Butler Jr. was escorted out of Millard South High School Wednesday morning after meeting with assistant principal Vicki Casper. Butler then returned a short time later where he shot both Casper and principal Curtis Case. In a profanity-laced posting on the social networking site Facebook, Butler described his unhappiness at the school. He was found dead in a car about a mile from the school after what authorities say was a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Police in Maryland are investigating two suspicious packages that triggered a shutdown of mailrooms in all state buildings today. NPR's Rachel Martin says the packages let off fire and smoke when mail employees tried to open them.
The first package was discovered at the Jeffrey Building in Annapolis, Maryland, and was addressed directly to the state governor, Martin O'Malley. When an employee in the mailroom opened the small box, police say it let off an initial flash and a sulfur smell. Officials say it wasn't a bomb, but rather what they're calling an incendiary device. The same thing happened less than a half an hour later at the Maryland Department of Transportation in Hanover, when an employee opened a similar package. About 250 workers were evacuated from that building. No one was seriously injured in either incident. Maryland police say they're not ruling out the existence of additional suspicious packages, but at this point, no others have been found, and the investigation is ongoing. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.
More bad weather being forecast for the Northeast. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg still under fire for slow cleanup operations that left city streets clogged after a major snowstorm. May have to deal with more snow. Weather forecasters say 2 to 4 inches could fall in the city. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.